Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. According to official Palestinian news agency WAFA, citing local sources, an Israeli drone strike killed five children playing near a cafe in the Al-Shati area Sunday. That's in addition to the strike on the central Gaza Strip that killed a family of eight late Saturday. The Wall Street Journal reported Sunday that the United States plans to send an advanced anti-missile system to Israel, along with U.S. troops to operate it, just as Iran warns the U.S. to keep its forces out of Israel in a social media post. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
The comments came in a post on the social platform X by Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi. Araghchi wrote, "The U.S. have been delivering record amounts of arms to Israel. It is now also putting lives of its troops at risk by deploying them to operate U.S. missile systems in Israel." At a news conference in Baghdad, Araghchi also said that Iran does not seek war, but that they are prepared for war as Tehran anticipates an Israeli strike. I'm Karen Chamas.
The United Nations reported Sunday that Israeli tanks breached the gates of a peacekeeping base in southern Lebanon, marking the latest in a series of alleged violations condemned by Israel's allies. After the tanks withdrew, shells exploded 100 meters away, sending smoke across the base and sickening 15 UN personnel who required medical treatment. The IDF claims they entered the area while attempting to evacuate injured soldiers. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called on the United Nations to evacuate the troops of the UNIFIL peacekeeping force from combat areas in Lebanon. Five peacekeepers have so far been wounded in a series of strikes in recent days. Most of the attacks are blamed on Israeli forces. Netanyahu said Sunday he told Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni that he regrets, quote, any harm done to UNIFIL personnel, unquote. This is VOA News.
FEMA has delivered 1.2 million meals, over 300,000 liters of water, 2 million gallons of fuel, and so far, we've installed 100 satellite terminals to restore communications in impacted areas so families can contact their loved ones to be sure everything's okay and be able to reach out for help as well.
United States President Joe Biden arrived in Florida on Sunday to survey damage from Hurricane Milton as rising floodwaters, ongoing fuel shortages, and power outages impacted cleanup efforts. The visit gave Biden another chance to press House Speaker Mike Johnson for congressional approval of more aid money before the November 5th election. Johnson said Sunday that lawmakers will deal with the issue after the election because of the amount of time it takes to come up with an estimate. SpaceX has pulled off the boldest test flight yet of its enormous Starship rocket. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
In an engineering feat, SpaceX launched Starship on its boldest test flight yet, catching it with mechanical arms back at the launch pad. Towering almost 400 feet, the empty Starship blasted off Sunday, returning 7 minutes later, caught by massive mechanical arms dubbed Chopsticks. Previous attempts were unsuccessful, with the rocket either exploding or landing in the ocean. SpaceX wants to make sure Starship can be reused just like its Falcon. SpaceX also wants to use Starship to go to Mars. I'm Julie Walker.
Indian opposition Nationalist Congress Party politician Baba Shindiki has died after he was shot in Mumbai on Saturday. According to police, unidentified people shot at his vehicle at around 9:30 p.m. local time. Maharashtra State Chief Eknath Shinde. Ex-Minister Baba Shindiki was fatally attacked and his demise is unfortunate. It is very sad. Two people have been arrested. Shindiki, a veteran politician and former Maharashtra minister, was a member of the Indian National Congress from 1977 before joining the Nationalist Congress Party in February 2024. On Sunday, protesters took to the streets of Madrid to demand that housing not be treated as a business, to call for an end to large-scale landlords, and to push for the regulation of tourist rentals. Young people, one of the groups most affected by the housing crisis, led the demonstration with slogans such as "Housing is a right, not a business," "For livable cities and towns," and "Enough is enough, lower the rents." That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.